Guys, I have been doing nothing as far as work and content. I've been just going through a super depressing spell. Depressing, depressed. It happens. Like, literally, all I'm doing is playing Diablo and Hearthstone. Right now, I'm in line at Dunkin's getting my iced coffee, and then I'm heading to get my prescription at the shop. And I thought maybe I could do a car ramble and you could tag along with me. It's funny, whenever I play those games, I find myself hearing the voices in my head, like legitimate, like the voices that the characters make. So like, it's just this thing I do. I mimic things, and you either love it or you hate it. Take me for what I am. I'm annoying to a lot of people, and that's okay. I'm okay with that now. One of the cards has a perfect sort of like MILFy mommy dom voice, and when you put the card down, she goes, "One shot, one kill." Oh, here we go. I'm gonna pick up my coffee. Hi.
337.
Thank you, my dear. So I typically, thank you.
Have a good one.
You too. So I typically have been doing these rambles on Patreon, but it's been a struggle marketing to patrons. I'm trying to figure out what people want. And I think something that I've been lacking is like real reality, like raw, like me. I definitely hold back, because I fear for like safety and stuff. But I think the only way I'm gonna get support, I'm gonna put my seatbelt on, is if I have people who are relating to me. And the thing is, I've been going through some life changes with some family members, and my financial situation has abruptly changed. And I'm in a position where I really need to hustle even more than ever. And you know what would be so awesome is if I could hustle and make sexy audios rather than hustle and, I do some digital marketing consulting and that's fun, but it's not like where my heart is. My heart is with creating things and inventing scenarios. Ever since I was a little girl, playing Barbie dolls. I played Barbie dolls until I was like, yeah, I called them Barbie dolls, not just Barbies. I played with Barbie dolls until like sixth grade. At that point in my life, I was embarrassed to admit that I was playing with them. I would, do my stories and act out my scenes, and then I would just like hide them under the blankets and go off to school, study algebra, then come back home and play with my Barbies. I mean, the themes of the stories were much more mature at that point. So shortly after giving up the Barbies, I started actually writing stories, and that sort of filled that void. So I started writing naughty stories, like around 13, maybe. My late grandmother, bless her. It's okay, you can go. She bought me back in the day. It was a Macintosh computer. It was like this little unit. Like the whole computer and the monitor was in this one unit. And I'm not even talking about the cool ones in the 2000s that were like teal and orange, like from Legally Blonde. I'm talking prior to this. So I would, you know, write my stories and save them on little floppy disks and hide the disks in my drawers. I felt so bad and so conflicted because I grew up Catholic. And so it felt very wrong, but also natural to be writing about that sort of stuff. And even then, I was like writing stories about babysitters, like fucking the father of the child. And I thought that made me so evil. Thank God that the best part about being an awakened adult is realizing that that you can't really go too far in the fantasy world. You really can't. So I was definitely writing about the babysitters and the older man. And when I went off to college, I actually was really interested in older men. Like, the age gap was like a kink of mine. And when I say gap, I mean like men that would be like my grandfather at that age, you know, like 30s, 40s, 50s. Well, not 30s. 30s isn't grandfather age, but I wasn't even interested in like men my own age. They had to be like at least 20 years, at least an entire generation older than me. And I started listening to Literotica. And I still can't fucking figure out how to get my stuff on there. They have this weird system. Someone help me with that. I want to get over there. And I started listening to this British, like, Dom. I forget his name, but he's probably still on there. I don't want to shout him out in case he still posts. It's like, yours truly, I don't know. It was this older gentleman, probably in his 50s, and this was like 20 years ago. I realized that I really liked hearing guys come. So, geez, that made me feel a little naughty. Anyway, I totally, like, got off track. So, I'm trying to use Patreon as a way to get people to pledge so I can post more content on Reddit. I don't really want to focus on private audios. Private commissions, though I will do them. They tend to overwhelm me usually. I have a $100 tier and I only have like two spots for it because it's for private. Like, if you pledge $100, we can have like, I'll sext with you once a month. And I do have a partner. I don't talk about it, but he's always like, you shouldn't tell everyone that you have a partner. I'm like, it doesn't work that way. 99% of the people that post in this community are married or have partners. It's okay. It's not going to make me less attractive. So, Hearthstone. I have ADHD, and my hyperfixation at the moment is Hearthstone. If you go into my Twitter, I update my profile depending on what I'm thinking about, what I'm doing. Right now it's Hearthstone. It's just a nice way to relax. Before that it was Japanese. I'm still interested in learning Japanese and Kanji. I just, my free time is going to Hearthstone right now. One of the things about ADHD is that you can have a lot of interests because you have a hard time focusing for a long period of time. And so you end up realizing you've got all these interests that you want to cultivate, but you just get so overwhelmed with the variety. Like, to me, it is the most I can't contemplate. I can't wrap my mind around people who say that they're bored. Like, my partner does that. He's like, I'm bored. I'm like, honey, babe, how can you fucking be bored? There are so many things you can do. Like, you can... There's so much to life. I know nothing on TV. Oh my God. So. Anyway. I'm a little concerned because usually when March comes around, I get the whiff of spring in the air and then I get I start feeling a little bit better, like the whole seasonal affective disorder abates a lot, because something about this time of year, it's like a natural invigoration. Just start feeling euphoric because, you know, the winter is going to end soon. And even though it's quite possible, you know, in northeastern U.S. it'll snow again, it's sort of like the final stretch is what it is. And that's very exciting to me. So but if you're interested in these sorts of rambles, including, you know, more personal details to my life, that's what Patreon is going to be for. It's, you know, all my premium high-end content will always go to Reddit first. Always. And then Patreon is for people who want to get to know me, you know, who want more of my time, and, you know, because I really don't have a lot of it, to be honest. If you think of GWA as a business, which I'm starting to do, it's really difficult to, it's really difficult to stretch your time, like divide your time as one single person between two businesses. And that's something I'm struggling with. I've tried all sorts of things, like, oh, concentrating on GWA this day, and then concentrating on my other job this day, and digital consulting, and, you know, I just like creating, and I like coming up with ideas, and I like thinking about the details, and I just get so overwhelmed. So if I get enough Patreon pledges, I would like to possibly commission writers to write for me. Even though I love writing, I just don't have time to do it right now. Commission writers to write scripts for me. Maybe have people edit my audios, because that's another thing that I don't really do have time to do. So identify me to people going to be behind paywalls pretty soon. All the sexy, fun smut will always be free. But Patreon will be for experimenting. Like, I posted a Mommy Dom audio, incest audio, which I've never done ever. That was fun. But I'm a really shy person, and to be honest, even posting ramble faps, like, I feel like it's very intimate and it's very nerve-wracking, and I don't like, when I post a ramble fap, I don't listen to it because I don't want to hear it. So I just kind of go for it and then post it and hope for the best. I don't listen to myself get off. And that's probably wrong because I'm not letting myself be open to improvement, etc., etc. Oh, these Frosties. Oh my god. I should have taken the highway. So, how long has this ramble been going on for? God, I hope you can hear me with my phone up there. What are we up to? We're up to 16 minutes. I don't text and drive, but I definitely check my phone and drive at the same time frequently. I'm not proud of it. So. So before the end of the day, I hope to record the audio that was chosen from my last post. Someone suggested I do an audio, and it got the most upvotes, where I'm a scientist, and I'm researching the cure for potholes, the cure for a disease, and you, my buddy, you have that disease or ailment or what have you, or condition, and I need you to be my guinea pig. And the suggestion was that it could go either way. It could either go, you get really horny and I have to fuck you to heal you, or it could go the other way where you're really horny and you kind of lash out at me and, you know, force me to fuck you, that kind of thing. But my lovelies, I have a phone call coming in, and I think I've taken up enough of your time at this point. So yeah, going forward, I'm going to try to be more open and real, but it'll probably honestly be behind more paywalls because it's, you know, just for safety reasons. But yeah, I'll still be posting smut, so don't worry about that. Bye-bye.